Good morning. When Pastor Joel first asked me to share about God at work in my life or to share about the youth program, I became very hesitant. Not because I do not believe that God is at work, I believe he is, but more so because I wasn't sure that I had a story to share that was similar to what Pastor Joel or Rosemary had talked about last week. But when Joel sent out the order of service for today and discussed that today's service was a more somber service, I realized that I do have stories to share. There are two ideas specifically that stand out to me and have challenged me in the last month or so. The first is a key idea that we discussed at the Katepwa Lake retreat, that we have an opportunity to live out and model our faith naturally in the communities that we've been placed in. The second is that it's important to recognize the ways in which God is working in us and hopefully through us, and to see his work as us participating in God's kingdom work. As some of you might know, my wife and I lost our first son, Caden, when he was 3 months old in a tragic accident. We were living overseas in the country of Kuwait. There are few things that have shaped my life, or there's nothing that has shaped my life quite like that experience, that grief or that loss. My wife and I often speak of the reality that we're two different people. We're the people that we were before our son died, and we're the people who we are now. While there are times that I struggled deeply with my faith, and I wrestled with anger, and I questioned God, I've also asked God to somehow use that experience to redeem that tragedy in any way possible. Not that this would make sense of it or justify it, but in the hope that our experience of grief might help us better suffer with others. Because of our experience, we have a different understanding than we had before of what it means to suffer with someone. And I can think of three ways this year that God has indeed helped us see the pain in others and attempt to walk alongside them. Our family moved to a new home last year, and when we met one of our neighbors, we quickly learned that his story has been deeply impacted by the tragic loss of his wife suddenly, only 2 years ago. We've been blessed and privileged to get to know him, to be friends with him, and to listen to him as he grapples with this reality. In March, we received news that friends of ours in Kuwait had suddenly lost their one-year-old daughter. Both Christy and I, we write to them on a regular basis, even though sometimes that's hard for us. And we share in their pain, and we share in their suffering, and we share in their loss. Last week on Sunday, Jarrett Linus told me about a former Katepwa Lake camp board member who died while we were overseas, and somehow I never knew. I had the opportunity to go for coffee this week and listen to his wife, Renee Welpton, tell her story of her husband's cancer, her family's journey since, and to just listen and cry with her. These are the places where God is at work in my life. Not because I sit on a mountain with wisdom to distill upon others or dispense, or because I believe that God needs me, but because mystically when we choose to walk with others in co-suffering love, we are changed, we are healed, we become Christ to one another as we understand the meaning of suffering in this life, and how in the midst of that pain, God still holds us near.